Obviously, we threw a quarter of the season, like I told our team today. Definitely not where we want to be. Nowhere close to where we want to be. And obviously, we have a lot of work to do. But that's what it was, a quarter of the season. So we're 1-4, heading into our second quarter. Disappointed because we're not off to a better start, not just for our players, but also for organization, for the fans, for everybody involved. But at the same time, we're not going to put our head down. We've dug this hole. So we have to climb our way out of it. And the only way you're going to climb your way out of it is by working. So we came back in today. Our players were focused. We had great conversations. We talked about the first quarter of the season, what we thought we fell short, and what we need to do to improve. And to a man, I think the guys, they get it. I think we understand that yesterday was unacceptable for where we want to be. We didn't play as well as we like to play. Not how we want to show it, definitely not here at home in front of our fans. So we take full responsibility for that, starting with me on down through our coaches, through our players, and we know we got to perform better. It's a performance business. We appreciate our fans being there. We know they pay hard-earned dollars to come watch us play. So they deserve something better, and that's what we're going to set out to do. As far as the injuries are concerned, Dominique Alexander is out with a knee injury. Obviously, we fear the worst as far as that's concerned. We got some other nicks and bumps and bruises, but we'll know more about that on Wednesday. Miles will practice on Wednesday. He'll go out there and practice. Jamie is still in concussion protocol, and Sammy should be able to practice Wednesday as well. So that's where we are from an injury standpoint.
Marvin said that when you guys talked at the end of the game, he said, don't let him quit on you.
Yeah.
What do you think he means by that?
Well, I think Marvin was talking about the record. You know, I think he knows that, you know, losing is tough. You know, and I think he gets that. So I don't think he wasn't mean that our team quit during the game. There's no way. I mean, he watched us score a touchdown there at the end. I just think that's a message to me that I think everybody gets. The losing is tough. So at the same time, I understand where he was coming from. I don't think he meant that as a negative towards our football team.
Does it feel like this is maybe a critical stage in the season? You know, you move into that second quarter and you haven't had that first win yet, and it's coming off the 1-15.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're not running from that. We understand that it is. This is the second quarter. We break this up into four quarters, and this is the second one. You know, and obviously we got four big games. Obviously we start with the Jets, and then we have Houston, then Tennessee, and then go to London and play Minnesota. So we need to get better in this quarter of the season. We understand, you know, how we come in this building, how we prepare for teams, how we travel, how we, you know, what we do when we come here and play at home. So we got to eliminate any distractions, make sure that our focus is only on one thing, trying to find a way to win.
After the game, you know, going back to the Bengals locker room, Adam Pac-Man Jones was complimentary of you, respects you, all that stuff, but he said, I don't know how you can win with that group over there. That perception that's out there, though, like in the league, to hear that from an opponent.
I can't comment on. I have a lot of respect for Adam and a lot of those players over there, as you guys know, and they're going to feel the way they feel. You know, I don't. We got work to do. That's all I can say. You know, I'm not going to get caught up into what anyone else is saying about our football team or where we are. We just got to continue to work and get better. And that's what my focus is.
Why are you confident that you, Sasha Brown, Andrew Berry are the ones that still turn this?
Because you said you named those three guys. These are the guys who are at the head of this organization. We got to find a way to get it done. I'm very confident that we can get it done. We just got to get it done. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
How hard is it to hold the team together? I mean, this is only four games in, but how hard is it to hold the team together and keep them playing hard? Like, I mean, even in December last year, you got them to play hard. That doesn't happen all the time.
No, it doesn't happen all the time. I have total confidence in the men that's in that room. I have total confidence in our staff. This team won't quit. I've never have been a part of anything that's ever quit. You know, I won't allow that. I mean, we're going to fight. And we've demonstrated that, whether it was last year, whether it's into this year. I just think that's who we are. And that's never going to change. What we're chasing, though, is winning. So when you ask me how hard is it to hold it together, you know, it's as hard as we make it. You know, we're pros. We understand what our job is. And the losing sucks. I'll be the first to tell you that. And I think our players would tell you that, too. But at the same time, we have a job to do. We got to do our job better. Like I said, the only guys that can change it are the guys that are in that room. We got to play better. We got to make sure we take care of the football. We got to do the fundamental things better. Yesterday was, I'm going to say it again, unacceptable for us. We have to get better.
Greg, I guess what I'm trying to get at you is, what is it in you that keeps this keeps that drive going? Because we've seen teams just...
Right. Well, it's my job. You know, it's my job as a leader. I think that's what leaders do. I'm very honest with our football team. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't, you know, come up with – I don't have some Newt Rockne speech. I talk to them from my heart and from what I truly believe and what I see. And I think normally if you're honest with men, they respond, you know, the right way. And the right way is to do the right thing, which is our job is to go out there and win football games. And so that's what they will continue to do, you know. And I would be disappointed ever if our team did not attempt to do that. Because I just think I know that's the way I'm made, and that's the way I think these guys have taken on that personality as well.
Last night you said the reason Britt was still in there is because you didn't have many other options. But doesn't there come a point where putting a guy out there is counterproductive as he's been, sends the wrong message?
Tony, I totally agree, but we had some guys down. You know, we lost a couple guys. And so, trust me, I mean, I think our guys know based on performance – if you're not getting it done, we will stick the next guy in there. But you got to have the next guy to stick in there, you know. And so it is what it is, and I get it. And there's a time that you can be really tough on guys and turn away from them, and there's a time you got to try to get the most out of every player on this football team, and that's my job. And I got to find different ways to do that. You know, there's more than one way, as you know, to get a player to respond and do the right thing. So we'll continue to find ways, and if we have opportunities to put another person in, we'll do that as well. You know, maybe sometime guys need to take a breather and reassess some things, but you got to have the capability of doing that.
Are you perplexed by his case? I mean, here's a guy.
I'm sorry?
Perplexed by what you're getting out of him and not being able to get anything out of him?
Well, I mean, I think it's unfair to say we've gotten nothing out of him. I think what we've saw is, you know, there's been some drops that I think we've all seen. So that's factual, you know, and it's been some drops and some key times. And he's got to make those plays. And I do get where you're coming from, but we've gotten something out of him.
You play two games with a like a script, like first 10, 15 plays.
Absolutely.
Drawn up, this is what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I ask that is because looking at the first couple of possessions through these first four games,
mm-hmm.
the penalties, the problems lining up, miscommunications.
It's been penalties, turnovers. Those were the things that stuck out.
I guess what I'm
over and over and over again. It's disappointing. It's disappointing. And I bring it to their attention. There's no question about that. And so we got to solve it. You know, it's not magical. There's nothing in that script that we can't do. We do it quite a few times. We talk through it. We walk through it. We practice through it. We do it all. So that's some things we got to do better. The concentration things are the things that bother me. Turnovers are going to happen from time to time in games, you know, but when you jump off sides and we, you know, have our own self-inflicted wounds, then that's disappointing because that means maybe we're not ready, you know, that our focus is not totally into where it should be when the game starts.
You said that Deshaun Kizer is tough both mentally and physically, but when you look at the state of the team right now and, you know, he probably doesn't really have the supporting cast that, you know, that you might want him to have. Is it a lot to ask of a 21-year-old rookie to try to lift this team up when the pieces around him just don't seem to be there?
Well, let me first comment about Deshaun. I think Deshaun played, I know Joe said last week he thought he played well. I thought yesterday he played as well as he played all year. With the exception of missing a couple re-IDs and protection, he played lights out. I mean, he didn't take sacks. He threw the ball away. He didn't have turnovers, you know, so that's improvement. So I want everybody to know, I thought, regardless of what the numbers were for him, I thought the guy played extremely well. Now, you just said it. I mean, we got to continue, and I've said it from the start of this for him. We have to support him every way that we can, offensively, defensively, and special teams, to help this young man get a win under his belt, because I think he's doing some good things. No one would know that just because we're 0-4, and at the end of the day, he does understand that his job is to win football games and to help this team win. And yesterday, I think he did all that he could in the time that he played. We got to continue to get better around him. We got to continue to coach better around him. And I think that's what we're going to try to do as we head into the second quarter of the season.
Do you worry about his confidence in the meantime until that winning can start to happen?
No. He's a quarterback in the National Football League. I don't know how many guys have come to this league and started 0-4. I haven't done that study yet. I'm sure we can find that out. But there's guys that have walked in this league and hadn't won for a while yet, and then eventually got to winning as the season went on. So I have total confidence in Deshaun. That's why you guys see me when he comes off the field, him always talking to me. We're always going back through the series, talking about things, because there's a lot to educating a quarterback in this situation too. And it's like you said, it's keeping his confidence up. It's keeping him moving forward. It's keeping him seeing the right things and not all of a sudden seeing a rush or flinching. I see none of that in him. He has truly, truly gotten better over the last 4 weeks.
What you're going through, the pain of this, just the byproduct of what was referred to even before you got hired as a multi-year rebuild, and that people have admitted would leave you without veterans and also would point more towards 18 and 19 as successful?
Say that one more time. Sorry, I caught pieces of that.
Even before you got hired, Jimmy said this would be a multi-year rebuild. And Sashi at the draft admitted you wouldn't have veterans, which makes it tougher on you. Is the pain of yesterday just part of that process with pointing to a multi-year rebuild where you start
I hope it's not. I hope it's not the pain of yesterday. I hope what we'll do is we're going to regroup here as a football team, staff and players, and come out and play. I think you guys have gotten to know me. I don't get caught up in everything that everybody says. I have a football team that I'm in charge of leading and trying to get these men to win, along with our coaching staff, and that's what I'm going to try to do. I don't like my record no more than you do or anybody does. I mean, it's horrible. I'll be the first to tell you that. But that being said, I understand, and I place more emphasis on improving players and trying to get them to the right spot and trying to win. I do not like losing. I'll be the first to tell you that. I detest it. I don't think when you keep score, there's no place for losing. There's a winner and a loser, and we've been on the other side of this ledger way too many times. But we got to keep pushing. If this is what it is, it's what it is, and we're going to keep working at it. I do know that much.
Hey, guys, I know nobody likes this process word, but this is a process.
Yes, it is. It's a process. I can't be the judge of that. You know, what I have to judge, do I think it can still work? Yes. So let me go on record as saying, yes, I do. But I can't be the judge of what's going to mean it's working, you know, other than at the end of the day, the only thing that solves all of this is what? Winning. That's the only thing that solves any of this that we're talking about. I think, let's be honest, until we win, you guys are going to keep asking these questions. So that's what it is. And like I told our team, the only people that can stop the narrative that's out there right now is us. We have to find a way to win football games, period. Jimmy has been as supportive of anybody I've ever been around in this situation. So let me go on record as saying that. So I know everybody be thinking Jimmy's finna go throw me over in the river. That's not the case at all. He's been extremely supportive. I think he's been more than supportive from what I understand from what the situation has been here in the past. And so I couldn't ask for a better owner in that situation. My comment to him is always, hey, Jimmy, let's get it right. And that's what he talks about. Let's find a way to get this right. And that's what we're trying to do, you know. But there's pain in this process, obviously, a lot. And we just got to get through it. And I think we are.
You're part of the team that's building all this. How much, just so we get it on the record, how much say do you have in player decisions?
Again, you know, I'm not going to get into all of that, because I don't think I should. I don't think that's what I'm here to talk about today. What we're here to talk about is the game from yesterday, and I'm going to leave it at that.
You know, on that, Deshaun Kizer, I'm not sure exactly how many times he's been hit, but
mm-hmm.
20. I mean, how, and you told us in August, that's why young quarterbacks have short lives, because mm-hmm. they get hit too much.
Right, and that's why at the end there I took him out, because I thought he had enough of those hits for that day. Come over here and stand next to me and watch, because, again, I don't want him to get hit out. You said it, you know, and again, but that's part of the game sometimes. That was a good front we played, that we held to two sacks, one on him and one on Kevin Hogan. But there was numerous hits, you know, as the ball was there and we're trying to get it out and doing certain things. So, again, we're going to always be protecting of our quarterback that way. There's going to be some games where he gets pushed and knocked around and all that. We don't want those hits on our guy.
Cumulative, aren't you worried? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is only a quarter of the way through the season, as you keep saying.
Yeah.
I mean, how is he going to make it through 16 games?
He'll make it through. He'll make it through. We'll make sure he makes it through.
Do you have any concerns that so much losing for all these young guys early in their careers can have a negative long-term effect?
Yeah. I mean, we all have that. I mean, let's be honest about that. Losing is not good for anybody, you know. So we're going to, like I said, we're trying to get the winning as fast as we can. I think we all understand that. I don't have the psychological thought process of what's on the other side of it. I just know losing is not good for anybody. You know, I just think at some point in time, you got to get to winning as fast as you can, and truly believe that that's what we're trying to do.
When you look at some of the other teams throughout history that have started rookie quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Derek Carr and even all the way back to Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning, and you could see that their first years didn't include a lot of winning. Have you ever talked to anybody like that about, you know, how did you sit up there every week after week, and answer about the losing?
Yeah, I did. I've talked to some coaches about it. I've talked to some players about it. I've talked to a lot of people about it. It's tough. I mean, it's tough being a quarterback on a team that you're trying to win, and you, every week, it's some of the same questions. So please, y'all write that down, okay? So when you see this guy, be gentle with him, okay? But at the same time, it's his job. You know, I think he gets it. It's his job, and he knows you guys are going to ask those tough questions. He's got to be prepared to answer them. But he's also got to be prepared to go back to his football team and urge his team on, you know, and that's what it is. I mean, the leadership ability of that position, as we all know in this room, is paramount. Whether you're 21 years old, whether you're 25 years old, or whether you're 26 years old, you got to find a way to do it. And Deshaun is working at that. I assure everybody in this room that's what he's trying to do. It's not easy when you're in one of these situations, and he knows that. But at the same time, you got to keep pushing, because who knows when a breakthrough is going to happen. I truly believe it's going to happen, but when it's going to happen, he's got to make sure he's ready. He's there to all of a sudden put it all together, because let's be honest, the quarterback's the leader of this team. It's not just the offensive team, but at the end of the day, the team. But you can only do that by winning, and we all understand that, and he does too.
What do you mean as a coach of a rookie quarterback, mm-hmm. a team that's, you know, in this rebuilding process? You know, maybe if there was less emphasis and focus on winning, maybe it would be easier for everybody to accept the process.
Mary Kay, I truly believe that's our focus. I mean, I know it's my focus. I know it's our team's focus. And I think it's everybody's focus. We're trying to win. I don't want anybody to think we're walking out there trying to lose. We're not doing that. I don't know how to do that, or else what would I come here for every day, and what would the players come here for every day? I mean, we're trying to win, and we're working our tails off to do that. It just hadn't happened for us.
What can you do to tweak the plan? This momentum going in the other direction?
You got some ideas? No, just kidding. No, we're looking at everything, you know, and that's my charge to the staff. You know, after a quarter of the season, we played three of our division opponents. We played four teams in the AFC. I think we have to truly look at who we are, what we can do well, what we can't do well. And, again, it's not like a self-scout after you've had your bye, but I think we got to really look back and see what things we are accomplishing. Because there's a lot of little small victories in there somewhere, not victories on the field, and that's what matters the most. But things that we are doing okay, and we need to really emphasize those and get rid of the things that we're not doing okay. And that's what we're trying to do.
The idea of Isaiah Crowell having a monster year.
Second quarter, Tony. Second quarter.
this quarter was the offensive line just getting together. That's passed. Mm-hmm. They're doing better. Scoreboard, is that still the biggest issue?
Yeah, I mean, when you look up and you're down, 21 to nothing or whatever it was, I mean, that's hard. I mean, you're not going to score a lot of points by just running the ball. I think you guys know that. You got to have chunk plays in the National Football League to score. Even on the drive when we were getting down there, we handed Crow the ball. It ran for about 15 yards or something like that, and we're down. And that's the way it works in the National Football League. There'll be a time, I'm going to say it again, where we'll be able to run the football. We got to quit falling behind so quickly. In the second quarter's been our Achilles heel. We've talked about that as a staff this morning. We got to shore that up. I mean, we can't get to some of the things we want to do until we're truly in a football game where we're not trying to come from behind. And every game takes on a life of its own. Last week in Indy, it was different, trying to throw the ball in the second half. This week in this game, it was different trying to throw the ball in the second half. That's going to happen from time to time.
You talked about the history and Jimmy's support and all those type of things. Losing tends to breed division within this building from a historical standpoint. So my question is, what is it about your relationship and Sashi and how you two work together that is keeping that from happening, even though the results on Sunday are not what you want it to be?
Because I think we both want the same thing, which is winning. And I think we both understand that in order to win, we need each other. I think we see a lot of the same things the same way. I think we talk the same language. And that's a process within itself. And we're not going to let division happen. We won't do it. It's easy to do, like you said, because everybody wants to win, and everybody wants to get to winning as fast as they can. But we got to do it, our way, the way we see it. And that's the only way you can get these things done.
Touchdown to A.J. Green. Could you just go over what happened? They got peppers in the cover?
Yes. We played saw cover zero. We were trying to pressure Andy. Andy saw it, checked a protection that gave them opportunity to throw the ball to A.J. Green in the corner. That's exactly what happened.
I don't know if you even had time, but would it have been worth a timeout when you saw what was happening?
No, because, that happens bang, bang. I mean, it's not like something you can go, oh, hey, timeout, he's doing this. You know what I mean? It was a click of the fan, because I know Andy, and I know his mannerisms and how he's going through it. And I watch him bring the tight end in, set the tight end down, here they go. Boom, there it was. I mean, it happened that fast.
Did the corner give it away?
No, I think the linebackers. Andy's, he's a veteran player. He's seen a lot of things down there, and so I thought our disguise was pretty good. I mean, you would have to – it's not something – let me put it to you like it's not something I think Deshaun would have saw right now in his career. I mean, I think it was a heads-up play by Andy Dalton, and he was able to make it happen.
How close is Garrett to actually playing? And when you say he's going to practice Wednesday, is the plan to have him, debut against the Jets?
I hope that's where it's going. I think we were close this past week. I think we're going to be definitely closer this week. But I think, let's get through practice and make sure there's no hiccups that way. And if there isn't, hopefully we'll get him out there this Sunday and ready to play. We need all of our guys out there ready to go participating. We got a big game this week. Yeah, hopefully Danny too. Absolutely.
Did he respond to those practices poorly? Is that what resulted in him not playing?
No, he didn't respond to the practices poorly. What we saw, we still weren't comfortable with that he's 100% and where he needs to be. I think he had a good day, good couple of days of practice, but it still wasn't to our liking, as a group together. And again, like I said, he's an important part of our organization. We're going to stick him out there when he's ready to go and not where he can all of a sudden have setbacks and we lose him again for 4 or 5 weeks.
Thank you.